Hi there, and welcome back to Dallas Discusses, the anime podcast. I'm so glad to see you all here again this week, and I'm gonna get right into it after a short disclaimer. I respect all of your opinions about anime, and if you have watched this show and thought it was amazing, then you know what? More power to you, because I don't know how you could, Yeah, today we are going to be talking about my least favorite anime. This anime is the worst thing I have ever watched, and I will be explaining why, and if you have the heart to go and watch it after this, then good luck. Sincerely, good luck. So, the anime I am talking about is called Star Mew. A 12-episode anime on Funimation that is in sub. It is about... Well, I couldn't exactly tell you what it's about. There is some basic high school boy with no talent who wants to become a singer, and then suddenly he has talent. And then there's an older guy who leaves. That is all I could tell you about this anime. And I watched it intently, and that is all I picked up. I judge anime on a few different categories, those being art style, music, plot, character development, and my overall, like, personal attachment to the show. This anime did not get a perfect score in any of those categories. I would say 0 in plot, 0 in character development, 9 in art style, 5 in music, and then 0 in, like, overall attachment. Also, no hate to the creators. I'm sure they have other great animes out there. This one just did not hit the mark. The music, I'll start with that. For a show that was supposed to be about music, the music was super lukewarm. It wasn't put into any, like, there was no emotion in any of it. From a standpoint of somebody who sings in an acting setting, it was just very boring, per se. And I think whoever was editing the show probably should have been like, aren't these kids in a play? Aren't they meant to be acting? But apparently this went through all the stages of editing and was still passed off as good. Anyway, there are not a lot of idol animes out there in comparison to sports animes, action anime. Like, it's definitely not a super high demand genre, which I understand. It's kind of boring. Like, a lot of people don't find interest in that. But I usually do. I love idol animes, and I always will. But only when there is proper emotion put into the songs. But that's all I can say about the music. It was good music, like, to listen to. Just not performed. That's all I could say. Character design, like, the art style was absolutely amazing. That's what drew me in at first. I saw it just scrolling through the random anime generator, and I was like, wow, this art style is really nice. It gave me that early 2000s high school anime vibes, which I love, because that's like Oran High School Host Club era. And so I was like, well, I'll give it a shot. And the art style I did enjoy. They did a lot of good lighting scenes, when they were on stage, which I really appreciated. And the costuming was fantastic. They had these two little twins that were, like, costume designers. And let me tell you, those girls, they were the highlight of my show. They were super sassy, and I loved them very much, but that's besides the point. Now onto character development. There wasn't any. So what I'm looking for in an anime, personally, is for the character to grow and we can watch them grow. And if we're not watching them grow, at least watch them get towards their goal. And honestly, every anime I've watched apart from this has had either growth, development, or a goal. But there was no end game in this. And I didn't read the manga because I wasn't interested, but there could have been an end game in the manga, I suppose. I hope. Because if there wasn't, it was very meaningless, but whatever. And then lastly, plot. As I said before, there was not even a hint of a plot. It was all over the place and very sloppily written. And one of my favorite animes is not plot driven. So for me to say something does not have much of a plot is bad. There had to be no plot. And again, no hate to the writers at all. This is all from a critical standpoint. And I do think that they deserve praise for their animation style and their choices. But of course, there is no harm in being critical with creators as well. Honestly, I usually do a lot of research before my podcast, but it has been a really busy week, so I actually am not sure what else the creators have made. I don't know where they came from, like, it's not something I looked into, but I'm actually pulling that up right now. Okay. So, I'm also just finding out now that I told y'all it was very, early 2000s artwork. It came out in 2015. I don't know, guys. there is now even more reasons that this is my least favorite anime. But I don't want this all to be focused on negativity, so I am now going to take a turn into, you thought, more negativity. I wanted to split this up into some TikTok discourse, since most of my listeners come from TikTok, because that is where I am very relevant in the anime community. I assume you all know about Chloe. Yeah. If you don't, this creator, Chloe Takami, I believe her name was, she deleted her account, so there's no need going and searching for it, but she used a racial slur and was educated on it, and then continued to use the racial slur against a character in Haikyuu. So that was extremely problematic. Now see, if she said it once, because it isn't a well-known racial slur, I'm not gonna say it, but if you literally just look up hashtag Chloe Takami on TikTok, you can see all of the what she said. I just don't feel comfortable repeating it. So she made an apology video, again, using the word, which was completely unnecessary, because I am currently avoiding using the word and doing just fine, so. And then now she is continuing to make content on her second account, and she's looting minors. This is a big problem we face in the anime community, because a lot of people just see them as drawings and nothing more, and then continue to sexualize them, which I am going to make a podcast episode about, but I do need to gather a lot of thoughts for that, because I have a lot of strong feelings on the looting of minors. But the fact that she's participating in that and racial slurs, I am glad that people came to their senses and canceled her. I actually haven't found anybody supporting her. Because it's one thing to be educated on something and learn, but to continue to use slurs is just straight up wrong. So props to anybody who tried to educate her. In her comment sections, I'm aware it was hard. But yeah, that is just some discourse I wanted to talk about really briefly, because I feel like if I ignored the discourse in the community, it makes me a part of the problem. Staying silent is just as bad as committing what she's doing. I totally will stand by that. That's something I'll touch on more on a later date when I'm talking about the sexualization of minors, because if you don't say something, you're not doing anything about it. It's a whole thing I could get into. It goes back to second grade bullying, see something, say something. But anyway, we're coming close to a wrap here. I just wanted to say thank you for listening. I appreciate each and every last one of you. And I really hope that you join me next week to cry about the Promised Neverland together. I'll see y'all soon. Thank you so much.